Explore this summer's Main Street activities across Lorain County. Join the Lorain County Visitors Bureau in discovering our unique communities. For the most up-to-date information, visit the Main Street Beat link at WEOL.com.
It's time for the Main Street Beat.
That's the word on the street.
Because we got the streets
all along Main Street.
In partnership with the Lorain County Visitors Bureau on AM 930 and 100.3 FM WEOL. And check the link at WEOL.com.
Are you guys ready to have some fun?
Let's all go have some fun.
This is the fun stuff, buddy.
And this morning, we head to Oberlin to speak with Janet Haar from the Oberlin Business Partnership, Positively Oberlin. Lots of things going on there. Good morning, Janet. How are you today?
Good. That introduction makes me smile. Yes. So thank you.
Thanks. Well, by the way, is there any chalk left on your sidewalks out there? I always wonder how long that stuff lasts and if someone had a good drawing that kind of has maintained it, or did the rain that we've had wash all that away by now?
It washed some of it away. The black seems to last for a lot longer than any other color, so you'll still see some of that. And then the wall back around the library, because they put so many coats on it of something that keeps it, it is absolutely gorgeous this year. The theme is Save the Coral Reef. And so if you're in Oberlin, you need to walk back by the library and view that wall.
There's a lot of great things when you're walking through Oberlin. A lot of times when you're driving through a city, you miss out on all sort of the nuances that are there. And there's little nooks and crannies around Oberlin. Let's talk about the music that has been going on at the square, too. That's come back, too.
Yes, every Friday night through July 28th from 6 to 8, the city is offering, once again, bands every Friday night on Tappan Square. So bring your chairs and your blankets and get some takeout and enjoy.
Wow, that's good. And lots going on. You have something called Experience Oberlin on the Saturdays. Talk about that.
Yes. For the last couple of years, we've done something called Second Saturdays in Oberlin. But this year, we couldn't do everything on the second Saturday. Plus, we have a new website called Experience Oberlin primarily for visitors. But it's a link site where if you want to find something out about Oberlin, you can just go to experienceoberlin.com and click on pretty much anything and find out information about what's going on. But the second Saturdays are from 11 to 3 on Saturday, July 15th, August 12th, and September 9th. And September 9th is also an art fair on the square. So art fair on the square and Experience Oberlin Saturdays are all happening at the same time.
Well, art is a big part of Oberlin. I mean, you got an art museum, you've got the different art galleries, so to speak, where people do work, and then a lot of the music, too, as well. So that it really is a big part of what people come to Oberlin for.
It is, and people who have young children, so we're talking toddlers up to about age 5, starting at 10 o'clock on those Saturdays in the East College Street courtyard, that's the courtyard behind Slow Train, there are all kinds of activities for those little darlings. and everything else, the farmers market is from 9 to 1 on those Saturdays, and we have caricature artists downtown, we have music downtown, we have lots of people coming in, vendors and crafters to be on Tappan Square, plus our businesses are all enjoying things. And on July 15th, our little white squirrels, all 9 of them, are hiding in downtown. And if you find them and take a picture of them, you might win Oberlin dollars.
Wow. So there's a little bit of a white squirrel scavenger hunt. You know, the folks in Wellington hid Bigfoot around everywhere, but you got the white squirrels for people to go around and take to find them as well in different businesses and areas. So just kind of gets people to maybe stop in a place that they maybe have not done. And, of course, the businesses are always excited to see folks come down, especially this time of year, too.
And I should mention that we also have a bonus in that scavenger hunt, and that's a brother from another mother. So it's not a squirrel, but it's a white bear. And if you find that, it's a bonus.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah, it's a lot of things, too. And I know that the Oberlin Heritage Center, they have some of architectural walking tours as well as kind of on some of those days on the 15th as well. So a lot of things taking place. And, of course, a lot of great places to eat down in Oberlin as well.
Yes. We're so thankful to have such wonderful restaurants that just keep people coming back. So.
And again, people can find out more at your Experience Oberlin, you said? Experience Oberlin?
Yes. Right. ExperienceOberlin.com. And then our other website is just Oberlin.org.
Uh-huh. Right. One straightforward, the other one kind of gives you a little nuance of things
yes.
that you want to do. And it's kind of neat how it's sort of divided up with different things for music, art, history, and dining as well, and other activities as well as shopping. People can stay connected
right.
by going to there as well. Well, Janet, we appreciate your time this morning and look forward to a lot more chat with you in the future about all the exciting things that are taking place in Oberlin. Thanks for your time.
Always good to be with you, Ruth. Thank you.
Thanks. Janet Howard joining us from Positively Oberlin. Again, Oberlin, ExperienceOberlin.com is the place to go to get all sorts of great information about what's happening in the city.